Now, Grassroot Hope in South Africa, GHISA, is located in a tiny town. It's called Richmond. It's in the Central Karoo in the Northern Cape, where we find one of the highest prevalence of fetal alcohol spectrum disorder in the world. So to try and break the cycle, they run a program which entails education and community involvement. But they had a setback last week when their center was broken into. As a matter of fact, both Bruce and myself, I think, were copied on Facebook about this. And we thought that it's a really important thing to see what we can do to try and assist. And you are joined by the chairman of Grassroot Hope in South Africa. And his name is Kevin McKee, or Kevin McKay, at least. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us on the show. I'm sorry to hear about what's happened. But before we get into that, let's spend a little bit more time talking about the work you actually do.
Thank you, Kino, and thank you to the listeners of Cape Talk. Grassroots is very much about helping the less fortunate children of Richmond reach their full potential through various life skill interventions that we run in our center and at the various schools that operate in the Richmond area. And those skills include what you've mentioned, the fetal alcohol syndrome awareness project. We also run another project on HIV prevention training. We have coaches that go into various schools and interact through a sports-based curriculum with the children. We also run a music program and a reading program, because reading is something that is a huge challenge in these areas. And then part of what we do is a nutrition program, which is really a feeding program whereby we feed something in the order of 150 to 200 children every day. These are children who it's probably the best meal they're going to have any day. And that's a large part of what we do. We run a full kitchen. We have our own industrial oven. We bake our own bread, our rolls, and we feed these kids every day. It's open to any child. And the center that we run has also become a haven of safety where children can come if they have any problems or any fears or challenges. We are there, and we've got skilled people to help them. So that, in a nutshell, is really what we're about.
Just one more question around the work you do. Why do you do this? You could be doing other things in this world. You could be, you know, selfishly earning a salary, going home, watching TV, spending time with your family. What drives you to be part of this type of solution?
I think when you live in a beautiful Karoo town like Richmond, and I'm sure you and your listeners know it's Africa's book town, you realize that you're part of the solution, whether you like it or not. You have to get off your butt and do something. And, you know, you have a huge unemployment rate. You have people totally dependent on social welfare. And unless somebody makes a difference, there won't be a difference. And those children are the future leaders of this country. And I think we all have a responsibility to make a contribution.
I make the point because, you know, once again, as much as we spin narratives around the country and the people in it, there are a lot of people like you out there wanting to make a difference in their communities. And I just think of Frank Solomon, the surfer, who lives in Howard Bay, who drives past, you know, really poor areas and said, hold on, I'm rich. I make money. I come from a well-off family. But I need to pay it forward to help some of these communities. And he subsequently started teaching young people in those poor areas how to surf and how to life save. And I think that's what's going to take the country forward, man. I really think it
is. Absolutely.
So let's talk about your setback. What happened?
Well, on Friday morning, you know, early hours, I would guess, right between 2 and 4 o'clock, we had some people break into the center with a bit of knowledge, I might add, and came there for the purpose of some early Christmas shopping. And they managed to get into our kitchen, which has a sealed area with serious burglar guards and what have you, with a pantry full of food. Because obviously, being a feeding scheme, you carry a lot of produce. Mm. And they cleaned it out. They took everything. We're talking 12 kilogram bags of flour, huge tins of food, two freezers with frozen, chest freezers with frozen meat, fish, you name it.
No,
just
man.
Absolutely cleaned it out. So that's where they started. That in itself must have been at least a bucket load of stuff. And then they managed to get into our computer center. We run a computer literacy program, and we had 11 laptops and 7 iPads, and we use it to upskill the children because it isn't available in the local schools.
Yeah.
And we teach basic computer skills through various software programs. And this, of course, enables and empowers children to do projects, to search the internet, to type, and all those good things. Well, all of those, that entire equipment was taken, along with the printers, the cameras, the data projectors, everything, just cleaned out. So, yeah, that really sets you back. You know, when you're totally dependent on funding, it's a huge challenge today. And when you lose, you know, over 80,000 rands worth of stock and equipment, that really puts you backwards, you know, because you can't go back to the same funder now and say, please, Kevin, yeah, we've had a setback. Can you put another 80K into the kitty? It just doesn't work that way. You've got to now go and find that somewhere else. Well, and that's a challenge.
Well, the thing with us, Kevin, there are lots of people who listen to this particular radio show. And those include, you know, people like Suzanne Ackerman and people from ShopRite Checkers and other big businesses as well. So anybody that would love to assist, I'm encouraging them to contact us directly. We'll put them in touch with you. As a matter of fact, I've got Peter in Westlake, who's just given us a call listening to all of this. Peter, good morning, sir.
Hi, Kino. So we've spoken a number of times, Kevin. Yeah, we do some renewable energy work in the area. We're developing a couple of wind farms, Richmond, Murraysburg. We understand the need in the area. So between myself and the business, we'd like to donate 10,000 Rand to get the ball rolling. I challenge all other renewable energy companies listening to do the same.
Peter, thank you so much. Well, you can chat to Peter if you want to there, Kevin. He is listening.
Yeah, Peter, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. It's going to go a long way to helping us recover from the setback. Thank you.
Peter, thank you for the call, sir. We'll obviously, what we'll do is we'll connect you directly with Kevin, okay?
Thanks, Gina.
Yeah, we can't raise the money, but what I can say is if you run a business, if you happen to be one of those national retailers and you've got a footprint in that Richmond area and you believe that you can contribute, I mean, we're talking about things like food and, I mean, freezers full of food that was taken as well. If you want to assist, contact us. We'll put you in touch with Kevin McKay. So, Kevin, we'll keep an eye out. We will connect you to the people who give us a call and want to assist, and then we'll do a follow-up, okay?
Thank you, Kino. We really appreciate it. And thank you to Cape Talk.
Anytime, sir. Anytime. We all need to back people like you and your team doing the work you're doing in, you know, some of the most challenging areas in the country. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Kevin McKay there. Kevin McKay, chairman of Grassroot Hope in South Africa, doing really, really good work in the Richmond area. So if you think that you can assist, if you think you can help, it's very simple. You pick up the phone, you give us a call, 021-446-0567. I'm thinking of people like banks, people like retailers, people who've got some type of interest in that area, Richmond area and surrounds. Let's see what we can do to assist them.